Saturday morning, it's time to kick off the Experts program here on Power Talk 1460 and 101 FM. Luis Alvarez, CEO of the Alvarez Technology Group, is joining us on the program today. Good morning, Luis.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Hey, it's Mother's Day weekend, and I guess you'll be calling Mom in a little while.
I will. You know, got to send her some flowers in Florida where she lives and a nice card. And then, yeah, you got to give her a call and see how she's doing now. She's probably going to be spending some time with my brother and his family since they're local there, and they'll take her out and show her a nice time. So she's going to have a lot of love this weekend.
Oh, very good. So is most of your siblings down in Florida still?
Yeah, my sister lives in Hialeah, which is a somewhat of a suburb of Miami, and my brother lives in Orlando. So he works for Walt Disney World, actually, in IT over there. Yeah.
So you're the only one that wandered afar.
Yeah, you know, I came out to California when I joined the Air Force and decided that I wasn't a big fan of humidity. So I kind of like it out here.
Very good. Hey, you know, I was talking when we were recording the segment with Dan Lesnick earlier this morning, which is going to run in probably about 20 minutes here, but I was mentioning to Dan, you know, she'll be getting calls from her kids for Mother's Day, and you could probably remember this, Luis, but nowadays, when you have like a holiday like Mother's Day where everybody's going to call their mom, we don't worry about there not being an available phone line, you know, long distance circuit to make that call.
Yeah.
Like, you know, back in the bad old days when you only had the phone company, right? You didn't have any of these other phone companies. You didn't have cell phones. People on Sunday morning of Mother's Day, you'd want to get your call in early enough because by the middle of the morning to the middle of the day, all the long distance circuits were jammed up with everybody calling mom, right? And sometimes you'd pick up the phone, you'd try and make the call, and nothing would happen, or you get a busy signal. And that doesn't happen anymore. We don't worry about that anymore.
No, we don't. And, you know, that's kind of a nice thing that we can. But it also just shows how dependent we've become on that instant connectivity from anywhere.
Right.
My mom, for example, if she ever calls me on my cell phone, and she knows that I'm busy and have meetings and things like that, but she just leaves me a voicemail. But if I call her back and she doesn't pick up, she apologizes because she feels like she's supposed to be picking up that phone instantly as soon as I call in. And I'm like, Mom, it's okay. You don't have to carry it everywhere you go. But it's that expectation that because we can connect, we will connect all the time.
And the other interesting thing is, too, is unlike the old days, you know, back when you used to get a phone call, a long-distance call, they were so expensive to make long-distance call, you always thought it was bad news. Uh-oh, did somebody die? Is somebody in the hospital? Because, you know, it could cost, hey, if you were calling from Florida to California 40 years ago, it could cost over $1 a minute, maybe $1.50 a minute.
Yeah.
So people didn't make long distance calls unless it was that call.
Yeah.
You know, so now we make long distance calls for free. Now people can move around. If you have a Florida cell phone, like with an 813 area code as opposed to 831, there's no reason to ever change your phone number and get a different area code because wherever you call, it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's all very good. We want to talk about Duplex, Android P, and Assistant, everything important from the Google I/O. What's going on with all this? And what are we talking about here with all these phrases?
Well, so Google had their big developers conference last week, and usually developers conferences are for the real propeller heads, the folks that actually do a lot of programming, and they're looking for news about what the latest and greatest technology is going to be and what companies like Google are adding to their technology stack that now could be used for new products and services. So a big event. Lots of developers that went in. So a few things came out of it. A couple that are, you know, more something that developers would care about more than you and me right now. Like, for example, there's a new version of the Android operating system called Android P that's coming out. And for us, what that means, those of us that use Droid phones, if you have a Samsung phone or an HTC phone or even one of Google's Pixel phones, the new Android operating system will be downloaded to that at some point once it's released. And it promises better battery life, which is something that all of us who get tired of having to power our phones multiple times a day will really appreciate it. And a lot of functionality that will bring the Android closer to what the Apple iOS operating system that's available on the latest Apple phones can do. Things like, you know, being able to use gestures like you can with the Apple phones, and in order to program things and make the phone do things. So some of that's going to be interesting, and we'll see that probably either at the end of this year or beginning of next year, depending on your carrier. And there's also improvements to Google's Assistant. This is the equivalent to Amazon Alexa, their competing product, and it's a couple of years old, and it's gotten more sophisticated. It's being, you know, it's now able to do some things that Alexa has been able to do for a long time, and some more interesting things, including some really sophisticated artificial intelligence or AI capabilities that some people are a little concerned about.
Now, here's the thing, though, and it's always like any new advancement in technology, there's the good and the bad. We have to be concerned about advances in AI because, obviously, you know, it could be used in nefarious ways. But then at the same time, there are some real benefits. And, for example, they say here that the ability to improve healthcare diagnoses and predictions and accessibility mm-hmm. could be improved substantially with artificial intelligence, AI. So what I'm fearful of, though, is that the term AI is going to be given a black hat. We're going to be prejudiced against it because the media mm-hmm. that doesn't largely understand a lot of these issues will build up kind of a hysteria among the public about AI and how AI is coming to ruin your life and take your job, and it's going to steal your privacy, what's left of it, and so forth. But, you know, that's not necessarily true. But they're going to present everything in a worst-case scenario when the reality is it's really pretty nuanced. There's the possibility, I think, of some very, very positive things coming out of AI.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you mentioned medical innovation, and just a couple of weeks ago, the American Medical Association has come out in favor of radiologists, for example, using AI to help them interpret things like x-rays and ultrasounds, because they think it's like having a second set of eyes. And if you've ever been, you know, had an MRI or have ever had any one of those kind of procedures, you know that it has to go through a doctor or a technician who looks at the information that was gathered and then provides you some analysis of you know, whatever that x-ray or that MRI or that ultrasound collected. But what the American Medical Association is saying is like, hey, we have computers now that can help you in that interpretation or validate what you're doing. So why don't you give them the first pass so that you can be faster and have higher volumes, and then the radiologist can then vet what was found by the AI or just make sure that nothing got missed.
Look at it this way, Lewis. What if the use of AI in medical technology could lead to either better treatment or even a cure for juvenile diabetes? Or perhaps it could lead to better treatment or maybe even a cure to dementia, or at least a roadmap to curing something mm-hmm. like that. So do we want to condemn AI completely and throw out the baby with the bathwater? Because I think there are some people out there that in their hysteria would do just that.
We've talked in the past about people like Elon Musk and even Stephen Hawking before he passed away sounding alarm bells about the direction that AI was going, because they felt, like you pointed out earlier, that it was going to be a black hat thing, you know, that these computers are going to be smarter than us and more capable than us, and so therefore eventually they won't need us. And I don't think that we're anywhere near there, quite honestly. I think that for the most part, the technology that we have that we call artificial intelligence is really just really good programming that human beings have put together so that you can have a device like Alexa be able to interpret your question and give you an answer,
right.
But Alexa doesn't know what you're saying. You know, Alexa's just going through her programming and recognizing words that have been programmed into her, and then responding based on a set of responses that it has been programmed into her. So we're far, far away from, you know, Will Robinson's robot that can alert us to dangers spontaneously based on what perceptions he has around him.
And as long as they develop these AI robots with that little battery pack on the backside that you could pull out.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't know its place, right?
Dr. Smith always knew that weakness in that robot.
Yes. All right. Well, Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. And by the way, what are you guys doing tomorrow? Are you going to get out on the water?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. So I'll be sailing in the morning and then taking Ronnie out. She's been a good stepmom to my daughters over the years. And so she's going to get rewarded by we're taking her out to dinner and having a little fun with wine out at Folktale Winery.
Oh, super. All right. Well, you guys have a great time and give her my regards.
Will do.
All right. Lewis Alvarez, CEO of the Alvarez Technology Technology Group has been our guest today. You can reach him at the Alvarez Technology Group online. It's alvareztg.com. At AlvarezTG is the Twitter handle. And when you have computer problems, network problems, you want to get them fixed, rely on the I-team at the Alvarez Technology Group. And Lewis, how do you get in touch with them?
Give us a call at 866-78-I-TEAM. That's 866-784-8326.
Thank you, Lewis.
Thank you, Mark.